Radio MD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, we all tend to be gravitating toward the quickest fix that we could possibly find, you know, to bits and pieces, you know, that format of trying to get healthy. What we change along the way are probably portions of our health that are not in a good order. We all tend to end up trying the latest diets and fads and quick fixes, and I get it. We all get frustrated with our states of health and we want change, but then again, we have a group of us sitting back waiting for change to happen on its own, or trying to tackle one area of health without addressing the entire body, once again, yielding only moderate success. The idea that everything that we hear and everything that we read is a one-size-fits-all is completely incorrect. We must learn how to commit to memory and remind ourselves daily that the state of our health is directly related to the big picture. Our gut health, not only related to our gut, but to the entire body ecosystem. So learning how intricately things are put together and how they all lead and connect back into each other is something that we need to all commit to memory. My guest today is Natasha Trenev. She's a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of the American probiotic industry. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. Help me welcome my guest, Natasha Trenev. Hey, Natasha.
Good day to you, Jeffrey, and to all of our listeners. And boy, we've got a lot of information to share today and put all the pieces together so people can get a more intelligent evaluation system on how they can change their diet and their health.
Is it interesting that today we tend to kind of search out quick fixes for all the things that we deal with? And when it comes to, you know, one thing that people have a tendency to deal with every single day is the problem of bad digestion. You know, the burping and the nighttime heartburn and feeling full for hours after our meals. And we somehow feel that the quick fix or the suppression of acid or the soothing from an antacid is actually really truly fixing the problem, when we have to remember that what we end up doing most of the time today is covering it up with a blanket.
Absolutely, Jeffrey. And I think we in the health food industry or alternative health industry have to tell people that it's a complex issue. And each person that has to invest time in learning what the proper diet is for them, what the proper probiotic supplementation, and what the proper exercise regimen is. Because today I'll be sharing really groundbreaking articles, a study from Israel that tells you that personalized nutrition predicts the glycemic responses each individual has to that meal, and that one meal cannot do the same amount of good or harm to two individuals. This is something I've been talking about for 30 years, that we can't go on the latest fad diet because it doesn't really respond to our needs. And then, you know, I have some groundbreaking roots that, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome is not in your brain, that we now understand fully from a Cornell University study, that bacteria in the research that were, you know, found that definitely the group of bacteria contribute to this chronic fatigue syndrome, and the lack of diversity in our microbiota in our gut is part of the problem. So if you're not familiar with chronic fatigue, it's a debilitating illness that includes symptoms such as fatigue, muscle and or joint pain, a sore throat, headaches, and sleep that doesn't seem to refresh you. So you say, how is this related to the diet and the glucose level? Well, you'd be astounded that none of these things are exist in a vacuum, that the chronic fatigue is related to the dietary choices we make, is related to transit time of the bacteria, is related to understanding our digestive system, and is related to our metabolic resting rate, which seems to be the enemy of losing weight. So all of these things can be tied together, and we can start thinking about customizing programs to end the frustration of people who keep buying endless books on new dietary explanations, buying ineffective supplements, and really not utilizing a exercise regimen that will give them the desired results.
Do you how do we approach the idea that the one size fits all, you know, taking it to the next level? Because I think what happens is, you know, somebody will try a program, try a new way of eating, a new way of exercising, and be very successful. And then 15 or 20 of their friends try it, and half of them get decent results, a couple get great results, and a big portion of them get no results at all. That should be visibly a sign that, you know, the one size fits all mentality does not work, and the customizing of everything from your exercise to your diet to your probiotics has to be done on an individual basis, because even our transit time of our intestines is different for everybody as well.
That's right. In other words, if the transit time in the small intestine is too quick, then you don't absorb the proper amount of nutrients, and then it also controls the composition of the microbiota or the bacteria there, and then they produce certain hormones that then further affects this process. And if the food load is held up in the colon for too long, then too many toxins are absorbed and can damage the liver and can cause inflammatory cycles in our blood. So you see, all of it is regulated, and you have to understand what you're doing. So we all have to stop listening to what I call these 30-second quick fix bites and buying products that will not, you know, deal with the entire issue, but will just try to cover up a symptom. And so that's why we constantly are in this yo-yo and don't make progress, because we do not have the tools until now to really assess on an individual basis how to improve our health.
You know, the idea, and this is amazing information, and with validation now even better today, even though many of us have kind of known this, and it's nothing that you haven't been already talking about for decades now. Do you think that this is coming to fruition now as far as the recognizing of these major problems because there is such a disaster of health in this country, or because they're just getting more knowledgeable and they're doing more research, or is it a combination of everything? I think that the ill health in this country is driving us to look at alternatives and complements, because what they're doing mainstream is not working.
Well, it's not just our country. Believe
True.
It or not, the study that I have on this specific diet cites stats from Europe, because it's an Israeli group that did this special dietary intervention and predicted that each individual has to have this specific dietary alteration in order to have success. And I was shocked to learn that there are about 60 million people with diabetes in Europe. To me, that was a shocking information. And of that, 10.3% are men and 9.6% are women, and they're aged between 25 years and over. So this is not an older population that's getting these problems.
You know, and it's epidemic. It's so spreading so rapidly, and I was talking with someone the other day about how when I first got in this field, we never ever used to talk about people that were in the mid age, you know, about diabetes. It was always old age geriatric condition. And I've seen such advances in our health food area, but I've seen us as a nation getting sicker. I've seen advances in the quality of supplementation in many instances, but I've seen us as a nation getting more and more ill. Something's not connecting.
Well, yes, and I just want to say, you know, going back to the study, it's not just our nation. It's a global problem. This problem with type 2 diabetes and this glucose control really leads to cardiovascular illness, cancer, overweight, you know, a host of diseases. So this is not just some simple little problem. This is a problem that sort of is exasperated mm-hmm. by people continuing to eat the same diet and then going down this road and having multiple problems manifest in their life.
We have to remember that we have to make changes, but we need to have all the pieces to the puzzle. We should never stop asking questions, and we should always be in pursuit of the things that we need to be doing to get the job done correctly. We'll make sure that we always have the tools available. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for tuning in, and be well.